Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, this is Blaine O'Shaughnessy with community comment. I am a member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, post-1872 in Eureka. I have recently taken on the position of adjutant for the post. An adjutant's role is to keep important documents. The other day, I was at the post in the main office with the post commander, and we were looking through some of the file cabinets that I was now going to be in charge of. The file cabinets were full of folders and paperwork, and so we were pulling out some of the folders and discussing what to do with them. And at first we thought, oh, this is all useless old information. We should shred it and get rid of it. And we started actually piling it onto a cart to do just that. But after we started looking through some of the contents, we found some of it rather interesting. Little details about the post were discovered, such as how large the membership at the post was and what kind of events were they having. One such event was a fishing competition held in 1964. The post charged an entry fee to enter the competition and had prizes for the winners. The 1964 VFW Post membership would have had veterans who had served in World War I, World War II, and Korea. That is an impressive group of veterans whose history the post commander and myself were not willing to toss out. So we decided to set more time apart and go through all the files and keep the documents that would best preserve the history of that time. And while I was having this experience, it got me thinking about our own current times and how we record history. If I can throw away history and have it disappear forever on this little scale, can that also be done on a mass scale now that all our history is becoming so digital? Today, much of our history is digital, and certainly most history that is researched today is through computer archives. Much of the average person's history is learned through movies and TikTok videos and YouTube videos and many other digital streamed sources. When I realized this, I started to become a little bit concerned about our history. How will it be recorded, and who might be in charge of it in the future? We have seen in recent history big tech, through their control of social media, search engines, and various other platforms, willing to censor information that should be available to the public. I find it concerning when I think about how the past history can be changed in the future and controlled by relatively few corporations. I do not have a solution to this possible future problem. I merely bring it up as an interesting conversation. I think history is important, and I think preserving its accuracy is important. That way, future generations can learn from the past in order to apply it to their own time. This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.